हरे कृष्णा भगवद गीता सिटीज चैप्टर नंबर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 पार्ट 1। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। गतिवर्ता प्रभो साक्षी निवासशरणं सुकृत् प्रभवप्रलयस्थानं निदानं बीजमव्ययम्। गतिर्वर्ता प्रभो साक्षी निवासशरणं सुकृत् प्रभवप्रलयस्थानं निदानं बीजमव्ययम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद the founder acharya of international society for krishna consciousness jashla prabhupad I am the goal the sustainer the master the witness the abode the refuge and the most dear friend I am the creation and the annihilation the basis of everything the resting place and the eternal seed om agyanatimirandasya gyananjanasalakayam सक्षुरन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमहम्। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिन्यति नामिनिं नमस्ते सरस्वती देवै गौरवाणि प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशातदेशधारिणीं नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपीश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 9 द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल नॉलेज टेक्स्ट नंबर 18 पार्ट 1। इन दिस श्लोक कृष्ण इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट ही इज अ गतिर गतिर मीन्स गोल देन ही इज टेलिंग दैट बर्ता प्रभा बर्ता मीन्स सस्टाइनर And he is telling a Prabhu, Prabhu the master, then Sakshi, he is a witness. So this way, Krishna is explaining in a various way. So first Krishna is explaining Gatir. Gatir means Krishna, he is telling, I am the goal, I am the goal. So generally, in our life, we are having several goals. But Krishna here telling, I am the goal. Where we want to go, ultimate goal is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many times we worship the Devi and Devatas as a goal. Then what will happen when we worship Devi and Devatas as a goal? At the end of the life, and we will go to Chandra Loka or Indra Loka, whichever the Devi and Devatas we have worshipped. For example, if somebody is worship Indra, then he will go to the Indra Loka at the end of the life. So that's why Krishna here says, so the goal should be, the we should keep the goal, should be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, unless it is actually waste of time. So when we go to any Devi and Devata's planet, so what will happen? When our punya is completely finished, then we will come back to this earthly planet. So we will come back to this earthly planet according to our karma. Then we will start our life, start our new business, start with a new body, birth, death, old age and disease, it will continue. So that's why we should actually keep the goal as a Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna says punarjanmana vidyate. One who go to the Supreme abode, the Vaikuntha planet, and he never come back to this material world. So that's why Krishna says, I am the goal, Gatir. Srila Prabhupada gives a very amazing example, is that if you wanted to climb the 100-story building tower, If you have elevator, the intelligent person, he will choose elevator and he will go straight to the 100th, you know, 100th floor or 70th floor, 80th floor or wherever he wanted to go. And who will go in a staircase? So just like worshipping on the Devi and Devatas is like going in a staircase. What will happen when we worship the particular Devi and Devatas, then we will be elevated a little bit. Then we have to work hard. Just like for example, when we are going staircase, you will go to one floor, then you will go to another floor, then you will go to another floor. In this way, in our life, we will gradually, we will elevate from one after another, when we worship the Devi and Devatas. But when we use elevator, straight away we go to 70th floor or 80th floor, 90th floor, wherever we wanted to go. So similarly, worshipping the Supreme Personality of God directly is like using the elevator and going the particular floor. So one should make Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead should be as a goal. So all the sastras, it is explaining that now we should keep goal as a Krishna's lotus feet. So that should be the goal. That's why Krishna says here Gadir, Gadir. Then next Krishna says Gadir Bharta. Bharta means he is actually sustainer. Yesterday also we have discussed that Krishna is actually, he is a support. This is sloka Krishna says Bharta. Bharta means a sustainer. For example, this earth is sustained by the mother earth. For example, we are loading so much. We are building so much of buildings. High story building. And so many things we are actually making. But everything is sustained by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What will happen if, for example, if you are constructing a house and if Mother Earth is not sustaining, the Supreme Lord is not sustaining, what will happen? It will sink inside. Now also Mother Earth already sustaining. Now also so many buildings are going inside. If the Supreme Lord is not sustaining, then what will happen? Whatever we concept, zoom, it will go inside. So Krishna says here, I am the sustainer. Then Krishna says further, Prabhu. Prabhu means the master. We always call the other devotees, Vaishnavas, always we call it, address as a Prabhu. Prabhu means a master. Why we are calling a master? Because we take the position of the servant. What will happen when we take the position of the servant? Then we give the respect. When we think that we are a master, then what will happen? Our ahankar will increase. Once the ahankar is increased, then we don't take any advice from the other people. Because this ahankara, the proud will be very much. So generally, when we think that we are a senior, then how can we take a instruction from the other people? Definitely we will not take. So that's why the Vaishnava philosophy is that we always take the lower position. We take a lower position and everyone, we accept that everyone is a master. Everyone we address as a Prabhu, then we consider everyone as a master, then we serve them. We serve them with a humility. When we have a humility, the Krishna Bhakti is easy for them. Person, if somebody is having a humble, then for him, Krishna Bhakti is a very, very easy. It will come very, very naturally for a person who is having a humble. If somebody is having a hankar with a lot of headache, thinking that I am such and such, then what will happen? It's very, very difficult. Krishna will not give a Krishna Bhakti very easily if you are very much proud of our position. So here Krishna says Krishna is a Prabhu, master. Generally people, they worship as a cinema star, as a master. They will make a temple for the cinema star, then they will worship. Then they will say, this is my master. Then cricket star, they will worship a cricket star. The political star, this star, that star. Similarly, they will worship like anything, all the stars. But Krishna here says, I am the master. What will happen? When we worship a various master, after that, what will happen? They may, after, for example, if somebody is a become this hero and his market is there and he will become very, very popular. He will become very, very popular, and then 4-5 films will come. Then the Rasikar Mandra will be there, like a society for this cinema star. They will celebrate like anything. What will happen after 5-6 movie, then that hero will become collapse. Collapse means his fame will be reduced. Somebody else will become the hero. So for him, then market will reduce. So in this way, market will be there sometime, and sometime market will not be there. But the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, he says he is a Prabhu. He is actually the Supreme Master. Then further Krishna says Sakshi. And Sakshi means witness. Witness, very, very, Krishna is always witnessing what we are doing and what is our thought, what is our activities, everything Krishna is witnessing. Witnessing because Sarvasya Chagam Radhisanna Vishto. Krishna says, I am situated in everyone's heart as a Paramatma, and Krishna is always monitoring. Always monitoring what we are doing. We may cheat this local government, we may cheat the local government or police or somebody, but we cannot cheat this, we cannot cheat the supreme superintendent police who is sitting inside in our heart as a Paramatma. So he is always witnessing. So there is a very nice pastime in Sakshi Gopal, and actually Sakshi Gopal, Krishna's name, one of the name is actually Sakshi Gopal. This is a very long story. When we wanted to say briefly, there was one very old Brahman. He went to Vrindavan. So those days there is no train, there is no bus, there is no flight. We have to walk all the ways. So it will take sometime months, sometime 2 months, sometime 3 months, according to the distance. So this old Brahman, he went all the way to Vrindavan, and he was actually staying there. So one young devotee, he was actually taking care of this Brahman, this old Brahman, and he served very, very nicely and faithfully. Then while he is departing, this old Brahmana, he become very, very pleased with the service attitude of this young devotee. So then he actually promised that, I have a daughter and I will give you, you can marry my daughter. So you, after some time, so you come to my place, then you can marry my daughter. So this young devotee also, he is also very happy. Okay, he said, okay, my dear Prabhu, so such and such a time or date, some other time, I will come to your place, then I will marry your daughter. So this old Brahman, he also left. After going to his house, and he explained whatever happened in Vrindavan. So his son and his wife, this old Brahmana's son and wife, they were not at all agreeing. How come we are a very, very royal family, and how you are giving our daughter to this poor fellow? He don't have anything. So how come you are agreed? So when he comes and you rejected that, and you have not told like this way. So then this young devotee, he all the way from Vrindavan, he also went to his house, and he told that, and Sachin, you came to Vrindavan and you said that I can marry your daughter. Then this old Brahmana, he said that I don't remember anything, I never promised like this way. This way they were actually telling. And then this old Brahmana's wife and son, everybody is telling, he is an old man, maybe he is not remember anything, and he is actually not promised anything like that way. Then this young devotee, and he is very, very faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he said that no, this Brahmana, he in front of the Gopal deity, and he promised. So this way he said. Then this old Brahmana's family member, if he promised in front of Gopal deity, okay, you go and bring, then we will give. So then this young devotee, he went all the way to Vrindavan, and he spoke to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, my dear Krishna, and you are actually in front of you only, this old Brahmana, he promised like this way. So now they are actually not accepting the proposal. You have to come and say. Then Krishna started speaking. How can I come? How can I come all the way? I cannot walk like this way. And then this young Brahmana, young devotee, he said that you are speaking, so why you cannot walk? If you are able to speak, then you will be able to walk also. How you are saying that you cannot walk it? So then Krishna also agreed, okay, fine. But one condition, you should not turn back. You should walk in front, then I will follow you. But you should not turn back. If you turn back, then I will stay wherever I am. So this way Krishna says, this young devotee also agreed. So then all the way they went, this young devotee, he started walking, and Krishna also started walking in the backside. So after reaching certain places, and this young devotee, he actually was thinking, what is this? There is no sound is coming. There is no sound is coming, whether Krishna is coming or not. So in this way, he just actually turned. So in that place, Krishna stayed there only. Then this young devotee, he went to this old man Brahmana's house, and he said, you see, this Gopal from Vrindavan, he came all the way to your village place, and he is here nearby. You come, you all, everyone, please come and see. This Gopal deity is there. So then all the villagers, they surprised, they witnessed that, they said that, yes, there was no Gopal before, there was no deity of Krishna before, now he came. So in this way, actually, everything went very nicely, and Krishna actually named that deity called Sakshi Gopal. Sakshi Gopal means he actually gave a witness to this Brahman. So in this way, Krishna is always actually, he is sitting in our heart, and he is actually Sakshi, witness. When we leave this body, and Krishna, he is actually, because he is always there in our heart as a Paramatma, and everything will be, and they actually, in when we are putting in money in bank account, it may go here and there. Maybe it will deposited in our account, or it may, if you write something wrong, and it will go to somebody else's account. But actually, in a Supreme Lord's account, nothing will go. Nothing, even 0.1% also, it will not go here and there. It will go exactly, it will come in our account only. For example, if you give water to somebody, that whatever the punya is there, it will come to our account. Whatever we do bad activities, that account exactly it will come to us only. So Krishna here is saying, that's why he says actually Sakshi. So Krishna further says there are some other points. He is saying he is abode, and then he is a refuge, and the most dear friend. So some other he explaining further also. So we will try to discuss tomorrow. So the conclusion of this essence of this today discussion is that, and is the goal, we should always make sure that Krishna is the gathir, is the goal. Krishna says, I am the goal. So we should make Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is our goal in our life. Then Krishna says, Bharta, sustainer. Because of Krishna, he is sustaining everything in this world. And Prabhu, master. We should not think any cinema star, cricket star, or politician as our master. We should keep Supreme Master. Krishna is our master. Then everything will become very, very perfect. Then Sakshi. Sakshi means Krishna is witnessing everything in this material world. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hari Om Tat Sat.